Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another beautiful episode of the Winning Every Day podcast, your daily dose of inspiration, faith, and encouragement to start your day right. I'm so glad you're tuned in today, and I believe God has a word just for you. Today's topic is one that never gets old, one that continues to transform lives across generations. It's titled The Love of Christ. Our Bible text for today is from Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39, which says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Let me begin this morning with a true story I read some time ago in Chicken Soup for the Soul, that beautiful collection of real-life stories that touch the heart. It's the story of a little boy named Mark, who was adopted after spending years in foster care. He had been moved from one home to another because of behavior issues rooted in rejection. One day, his new adoptive parents sat him down and said, "Mark, there's nothing you could ever do that would make us stop loving you. We chose you, and you're ours, no matter what." For the first time, Mark began to heal. He began to trust again. Why? Because he finally believed he was truly loved, not based on performance, not based on perfection, but by grace. And friends, that's exactly how Christ loves us. You see, many of us spend our lives trying to earn love. Maybe you felt unloved because of your past, your mistakes, or the people who walked away. But let me ask you today, have you ever paused to realize that Christ's love for you is not based on what you do, but on who He is? Jesus loves you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. His love is not conditional. It's not transactional. It's transformational. When Paul said in Ephesians 3, verse 18 to 19 that we may grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, he was describing something immeasurable, a love that reaches you no matter how far you've fallen. Think about it. Christ loved us even while we were yet sinners, Romans 5, verse 8. Isn't that amazing? What kind of love sacrifices everything for the undeserving? It's only Christ's love. That's the love that took Jesus to the cross. Love that says, "You are worth dying for." Maybe you're listening right now and you feel like nobody understands you. Or perhaps life has thrown you challenges that make you question your worth. Can I remind you today, the love of Christ sees beyond your pain. It reaches into your brokenness, picks you up, and gives you a new name. No failure, no rejection, no disappointment can separate you from this love. Take a moment, pause, and reflect. Have you truly received this love, or are you still trying to earn it? Christ isn't asking for perfection. He's asking for surrender. Let His love in. Let it heal, restore, and renew you today. Today, make a conscious decision to rest in the love of Christ. When doubt comes, remind yourself, "I am loved, I am chosen, I am His." And let that truth shape your actions. Love others as He has loved you, John 13, verse 34. Forgive freely, give generously, and walk boldly because you're deeply loved. In conclusion, so as you step out today, carry this assurance. Christ's love is your strength. His love is your confidence. His love is your victory. Now as we close, let's make today's declaration of faith together. Say it boldly with me. Today, I walk in the love of Christ. I am loved beyond measure, chosen without condition, and secured in His grace. No fear, no doubt, no challenge can separate me from His love. I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. Say it again. I am loved. I am chosen. I am victorious. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your amazing love revealed through Jesus Christ. Thank you for reminding us that nothing can separate us from your love. Today, help us to walk in the consciousness of that love, to show it to others, and to rest in it even when life feels uncertain. Lord, bless every listener today. Fill their hearts with peace, their minds with joy, and their steps with purpose. Let your love guide their words, actions, and decisions. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone, because everyone needs a reminder of Christ's love. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another powerful devotional that will keep you inspired and strengthened. Until next time, go and win with Jesus.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.